G'day everyone. When I started on this digital path about, 5 years ago now, I suppose. Yeah, it was 5 years ago when I first started messing around with trying to get involved in the world of digital audio and becoming a bit of a podcaster. And I didn't really know what I was doing. And I remember writing very clearly and saying it on the first few episodes, I've got no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to start and see what evolves from it because, well, I didn't know where it could take me, but I knew it would take me somewhere. And it's been an interesting five-year journey because, as you know, I'm here in Berlin and I'm trying to shake things up a little bit by meeting different people, and things haven't sorted themselves out yet. It's still happening. I'm here for a couple of months and I've only been here for 3 weeks so far. But I've met a couple of people and they've introduced me to some new ways of thinking. And it's interesting to hear how things are evolving in the world that we may not be totally considering. Everybody's keen on video these days, right? You know about that. Podcasts came along first, then things like YouTube turned up and everybody sort of jumped off audio and onto video. And video has its place. I'm a huge fan of video, but there is something very special about audio that I think takes you into that whole theatre of the mind stuff, you know, the things that our grandparents used to go on about listening to the radio years ago. And I think there is a resurgence in pure audio for audio's sake. Video has its place, but when you've got a talking head, there's no real need to actually have video because you're really just after the content, which is the audio. And audio can be consumed while doing other activities, whereas video, you're really trapped staring at the screen. And I think there is a surge, there is a bit of a push out there for audio-only production, and it's coming. I think there's production on both channels, but I've been introduced to this new concept of having your own radio station, and I'm seriously thinking about doing it, because it's now quite simple to set up your own internet-based radio station and put my content out there on a permanent stream, so to speak. It's an idea I'd never ever considered, and it's an idea to maybe encourage people to come and play with me, you know, give them some time on the channel so that they can publish their own content instead of me being the only publisher of content. And it's a new way of thinking, something I hadn't considered before. And it was from a meeting I went to last night, as a matter of fact, where these ideas have started to evolve. And I suppose the point of this boo today is to say that, you know, I started this whole thing 5 years ago not knowing what I was going to do, and this is something that has evolved out of it. 5 years ago, if somebody had suggested a radio station, I would have completely freaked at the idea because I wouldn't have had any idea how to start. So I started learning the digital technologies, and now the idea of actually having an internet radio station isn't that insurmountable an idea, especially with the new systems that are available. So I'm thinking about playing in the world of internet radio, maybe having an internet radio station. I'll let you know as things develop. Okay, bye for now.